Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Steve-O of Jackass fame went at some point and got his life fixed, right? Now, I think the context of this was they were talking to him about just his life as an addict in general, because he had to get rid of everything. And it sounds like that includes orgasms.
At least for a period of time.
Steve had to bleep this aggressively.
Yeah.
But he's talking about treating himself like an amusement park here, just in case. I think the bleeps will still be able to be identified contextually, but there's a lot of them.
Specifically, the final moment. The glorious moment.
Yes.
The crescendo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they recommended like 30 to 90 days of celibacy, and I did not for 431 days.
No shit.
Straight up, I just made it into a stunt, you know. I was like, and then the whole rest of that tour, you know, like on every show, I'd be like, I am this, you know.
Yeah.
And God, I was irritable, but like that.
God, I was irritable. 490 days of just angry, horny, dude.
Yeah, I did not for the entire year of 2014. For not that entire year, dude, I was a laser. Like, I was a grumpy laser.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I was a grumpy laser, and I just poured. Like, I started the year of 2014, I think, with less than a million Facebook followers, and I ended the year of 2014 with more than 6 million Facebook
no
followers.
No,
I was the most productive animal.
So if we all quit glugging for a year, we could be on, like, 150 stations, I bet.
All right.
I mean, maybe.
Let's do it.
I don't think it would change a whole lot. No. I mean, I guess I don't know how focused my laser can be.
I don't want to be a grumpy laser.
I mean, I've got the grumpy part down.
This show would be really great. Somebody looks at someone wrong. Why don't you shut your stupid hairy face?
But we'd say it with such precision.
Yes. What if I don't word scramble then?
You might not. I don't know.
I've had some droughts. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah. You're going to have to finish your first quest first.
Yeah. We'll start next year.
Yeah.
431 days, though. Obviously, he must have had nocturnal shout-outs to himself, so to speak.
I mean, maybe. It probably happens a bit less once you are, you know, he's 49. Well, then he would have been like 40, but
yeah,
still, you know, probably a little less. But
431 days without setting up a tent.
I did 100.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Recently?
More recently than you would think.
So nothing yourself?
Nothing.
Wow, really?
You did?
Yeah.
Was this to get rid of some sort of sexual deviancy you've been hiding from all of us?
No, because I've read an article that was like, oh, you'll never be more focused and blah, blah, blah. And I noticed zero difference.
Really?
None.
No,
that was Steve's 9 months or a few months in, what, the Church of Scientology?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to, Hot Wings and Kelly and Maitland and I will have to put our heads together and figure out exactly when it was we were referring to you as an angry little bitch. And then come back and see if it matches the timeline. That would be a fun little test.
Okay. Yeah.
There was not a time where that happened, by the way.
It was.
There's nothing to be interested in. There's no time where that was happening.
2008 to 2014.
Yeah. Was this 100 days from the time you started until right now? Very insulting.
So
you felt nothing different?
I mean, nothing that I could really say, oh, this was an absolute difference. I don't know. I don't think that stuff like that affects me as much as it does other people.
You know how sometimes people will say, this might be too personal of a question? I'm not going to say that. This is definitely too personal of a question.
Okay.
When you finally reopened the floodgates, did you nearly pass out from how great it was?
Because
if you go, you know, you go a few days and you're like, boo, that was extra.
No.
Nothing?
That was also...
It was a normal glug?
That was a pretty normal glug, yeah. That was also disappointing. I was like,
It didn't look like a gallon of melted vanilla ice cream flying out from the front of a car?
No. Why would it be
out of the front
of a car?
Like they hit the brakes.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I was a little confused by that, too, Steve. All right, yeah, I see now. Interesting analogy.
Was your wife upset with you? Do you like you have to talk through this with your partner before you just do it, right?
I did not.
Did she just find out about it just now?
If she's listening, yeah.
Okay. Because if you've got young kids, that could be a time where droughts happen naturally.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, I would imagine that that corresponded with some part of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if it had been going on now and when you fell off the step yesterday, you exploded in white?
Did you spill paint? Yeah. Where's the can? I got up and threw it away and laid back down on this exact spot.
I landed on my mystery garage boner.
I'd be happy to answer any of the questions that you have.
Are you going to do it again? Do you think you could do 431 days like Steve-O? Or is he better than you?
Oh, my
431
God.
Days?
You better consult your wife before you make this agreement.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, obviously, I would have
She
to.
Could still have me, Canel.
Yeah, he could do his part.
Wow.
Oh, that would be the worst.
Yeah. That should
be totally blue ball.
That would be
if
really...
I knew my husband made this, like, accepted a challenge like this, I would accept the opposite challenge, and I would tempt him so bad. I would tempt him so bad.
Well,
now, if you're
you
single
would.
And you can do it, fine. But if he just came in today and was like, hey, I'm going to go 100 days, I'd be like,
I bet you don't make it to Thanksgiving.
You're not going to make it to lunch.
Suddenly it's all I want.
All right. How about this? I'm going to play a noise. You tell us what's making this noise.
This noise is disgusting.
Isn't it great?
All right. You
I
ready?
Exactly what this is.
All right. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh. Ooh. I know what it is.
You do?
Yeah. It's Steve on the 101st day.
Oh yeah, let's hear Steve's glugs. Yeah.
Why does that sound like a song?
Yeah, somebody's got to auto-tune this.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to see what it is?
And play it one more time.
Not if it's what I just said it was.
Come on.
Any guesses? Legit guesses.
I know what this is.
Yeah. Anybody? Alex?
No. I mean, sounds like some kind of farting.
All right.
There it is. See the stairs.
Okay, yeah, I see a set of stairs down into a basement.
Come on.
Come on. It's a dog farting. Oh,
every stair.
Every step.
Come on.
Our dog, who's like, he's big like this too.
Oh, man.
Stairs do that to him.
It farts as the tail goes. It's like a metronome of farts with his tail.
If my dog makes that sound going into the basement, I'm immediately going, nope, come back up. Come back up. God, all the way down.
Come on.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That is pretty gross.
So gross.
Oh, my God.